Hello, my name is Michael Rangel. I am 19 years old. Today is May 11th, 2019, and I am recording this interview in Piscataway, New Jersey, and I'm speaking with Marissa Rangel, who is my mother.
Hi, my name is Marissa Rangel. I'm 53 years old, and I am Michael's mom.
Cool. Marissa, tell me a little bit about yourself. When and where were you born?
I was born in the Philippines. It's a part of the Philippines. It's called Pasay City. It's a city, one of the city in the Philippines. I came here when I was 14 years old in the United States. I came when I was in my second year of high school. So technically from my whole life, I was living in the Philippines until I was 14 years old.
So you were born in the Philippines in the 1960s, is that correct?
I was born 1965. And I was living with my mom, and I have two sisters and a brother.
Okay, cool. So do you think you could tell me a little bit about what it was like where you grew up, or how was it when you were in the Philippines first, and then maybe we can go into the America part after?
Sure. So in the Philippines, we were living in, it was a small house. Basically, we did not have what so-called bedrooms. It was a house that's, there's no dividers. It's basically a living room. Everything is in one room, a living room, dining room, kitchen, and then,
so it's just like one story.
It was basically a one story, but then for the bedrooms, there's you go two steps, and then there's a big room also, but so basically it's just one whole bedroom.
So it's like a very small house kind of.
It was a very small house, yes. You know, our kitchen is there, the living room, the dining room.
And were you all able to fit in the house, or did you all have like your own places to sleep or your own bathroom, or what was it like?
Right. So the house is, even though it's small, we have our own little like corners, so called. Mm-hmm. In one corner, it was my sister and I, and then my mom was living, had her bed in one corner, and then I have a sister also, an older sister and older brother. But we were happy. We grew up very close to each other. We played. We went to school. Basically, my mom... we grew up with my mom. My dad had to come to United States when I was 5 years old. So we all grew up with my mom, and then my dad was living in United States.
So your dad kind of went to America when you guys were pretty young to work there, or what was his reason?
Yes, so he came to America basically for us to have a better life. Mm-hmm. He was able to work here, and he was sending us money. So you have to understand, if somebody was working outside of the Philippines, they were earning more money as compared to somebody working in the Philippines. So he was able to provide a lot of our needs, mm-hmm. basic needs. We were able to go to a private school. There were four of us. So sending four kids to a private school, takes a lot.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
My dad was able to provide that while working in America, in United States. And my mom basically stayed with us. She had a little business, mm-hmm. where she would, have her own business in the morning and then come home and be able to stay with us and help us with our homework and all that.
Oh, so like your mom was kind of like your primary like person taking care of you guys?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. And also growing up in the Philippines, you were able to have some help, hired help. So my mom had some help
Like caretakers or like
right, nannies, just like nannies. Yeah. It's kind of, you know, we had help like right, so because we need help with doing, you know, stuff, doing the chores and all that.
Just keeping the house together.
Keeping the house together, keeping the house clean. And as I said, there were four of us.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a big responsibility for my mom. So we had like two or three people that were also around us helping my mom mm-hmm. while we were all growing up.
Do you think maybe we could talk a little bit more about your siblings? Like, so you said there was four of you total living in the house. So you said you had an older brother, an older sister, and a younger sister.
Right. So my older sister is at least, I think, 6 years older than me, and then my brother. And then I have a younger sister. I was more closer to my younger sister because mm-hmm. we're only like a year and a half apart. No, I'm sorry. Just like almost like a year
apart. Yeah.
So we were more closer. We basically played together.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the same school together. My older siblings also went to the same school that we did, but they were more in a different, they have different friends and, you know, different groups. Yeah. They like different things than, my younger sister and I.
So would you spend a lot of time together in the house, or would you guys be together a lot of times, or?
Yes. And we were, if I can, describe in the Philippines, usually the kids played mostly outside,
mm-hmm.
You know, back then there was no cell phones or definitely, computers yeah. or anything like that. So we all played outside. We had different games than some of the kids here. But we grew up playing together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just getting to know each other.
Right. And then...
And with the kids on the street too, like the people that
also live. Yes, there were a lot of kids outside too playing because it's in the Philippines. It's also nice weather.
Mm-hmm.
So even though, like, even at night, most of the people are still outside, you know...
Just talking
and hanging out. And
Would you say you were close to the people in your community, or like your neighborhood?
I would say not. I mean, not as close, but our family was very close.
Mm-hmm.
The four of us and my mom. We had a grandmother,
mm-hmm.
but she lives at least few hours away from us, so we don't. In another city, so we hardly see her.
So it was kind of like the only like immediate family was you and your siblings and your mom.
Right. In the place where we grew up, it was just my mom and the four siblings. We have relatives around us too.
Mm-hmm. Like uncles and aunts.
Like distant uncles and aunts and
cousins.
But we were my sisters and I were more close. To each other than the cousins. Yes.
Okay. So I guess maybe we can go into, I guess, your experience growing up, especially because I know it must have been hard to live in the Philippines, especially like the quality of life might not be as similar as it here is in America, or is that what I'm used to growing up with? So maybe we could talk a little bit more about what it was like going to school or just living every day or just doing those daily things, activities. Sure.
So our house, even though, as I said, it's like basically like a one bedroom house. Also, it was not like a province per se, but we have like we really didn't have running water, so we had to get our water from the well. So it was kind of hard just to, you know, the basic stuff that you use the water, like here, you just turn on the faucet.
So accessible, yeah.
Right. And it's so convenient that you have the faucet and you just turn it on and you get the water. When we were growing up, we have to actually get water from the well. We have mm-hmm. to pump it
oh, wow.
From the well and then, you know, get So basically, like, the basic needs that we, the water.
Like wearing clothes and stuff. Right,
washing clothes, you know, taking a shower and all that. We really didn't have that convenience as compared to what we have now. Yes.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, it must have been a struggle, I guess, especially growing up. So do you think you can pinpoint for me, was there, like, a hardest moment that you had while growing up in the Philippines?
The hardest moment was probably, I remember when my dad left for the United States. Because, you know, as a family, you know that you had a dad and a mom, and then all of a sudden your dad left. So it was just your mom that's around. So I think that was very hard, because then you look for your dad, and then he's not around. So, I mean, back then, I know we had telephones and everything, but we didn't have cell phones. So our way of communication would be through writing, and then
sporadic,
often. And it's not like
consistent,
and then you call, you cannot just make a phone call, because we didn't have a phone back then.
Yeah,
in our house, that's we had to, like, we write to each other, and then we also tape record our like our voice and all that, then we send it to him. So it was really different.
Definitely.
You know, what we have now.
And so eventually, was your siblings and your mom, were you all able to go to America and reunite with your dad, or what happened after?
So what happened was that when I was 12 years old, my mom had to, she was actually, she got sick, and then eventually she passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So so what happened was that we were left, my siblings and I, we were left with the care of a relative. But then we had to bounce back from one house to another. Back then, my sister was just 16 years old, so we really needed an adult in the house. And my dad came home to get us, but he couldn't really get us because of some technicality in
the
immigration thing. Oh, right. Nice. So we eventually were able to go to to the United States, but it took at least almost 2 or 3 years before that
after
happened.
After your mother passed.
After my mom passed. So it was difficult for
the four of us,
right? Because we were all like minors, and because my dad had to come back to America, he couldn't stay there for a long time. So we were left with the care of different relatives. We bounced back from one house to another, and it was difficult. Yeah. There were difficult times. We were left with the care of my sister, who was 16 years old, and you know, she was also, you know, she's also a child too.
Mm-hmm. You know? Did you know that your mother was sick prior to her passing, or was it just suddenly? It just happened.
We knew that she, I was really young then, but I can remember that she used to go to the hospital a lot. I believe she had some heart issues, but I'm not really certain. Mm-hmm. So, but I knew she went back and forth to the hospital. And then just one day, you know, we came home from school, and she went to the hospital, and then one day we came home from school, and we were told that she passed in the hospital.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Who told you? One of the neighbors? Or?
The neighbors. We came home, and then one of the neighbors just approached us and said to us that she passed. And my dad had to come home from America, but he only stayed for a couple of months.
Yeah, before he had to go back.
Because he had to go back to work.
Do you remember how you felt when you heard about your mother's passing? Like,
it was a difficult time for me and for my siblings. You know, since we didn't know what's gonna happen to us.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know if we were gonna stay in the Philippines or we had to go to America. But it was very difficult. It was a very sad time, and a very difficult time for all of us.
I think what I'm seeing is like the importance that you guys had for each other and like mm-hmm. to stick together, especially through that time. It seemed, you know, you guys were close both before and after your mother's passing. Right. That I think that really helped all of you guys get through such a difficult time growing up.
So. Definitely. So I think it made us stronger as a person on how we deal things. It made us more closer to each other, that we know that we can rely on each other. Uh-huh. So when we came here, we had to live with my dad. And it so happened that we found out we also have a stepmom and a half sister and a half brother.
Oh, when you came here.
Yeah, so it was another instant family. So that in itself was also very difficult. By then, I was already in high school. I came uh-huh. here second year in high school. So it was difficult because I was also growing up trying to get to know who, you know, as a teenager, you get to know who you are. And then at the same time, you have
all these
families, things, right?
Family things going on.
That's going on around you. We had to live. Since there was it was complicated mixture of what's going on. We had to live with my aunt, my mm-hmm. dad's sister, because it was kind of complicated to live with my stepmom. So
this is in New Jersey.
This is now in New Jersey. Right now in New Jersey. I was a second year in high school, uh-huh. and so we had to live with my aunt. We had to live. Once again, we have to
be under someone's roof.
Be in somebody's of. Right, and by this time we had to be separated because we cannot just live with my aunt. There were four of us.
So not everyone could have lived together.
Right. By and in another few years, my sister got married, and my brother had to live on his own, and then it was just my younger sister and I that were living with my aunt. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, you know, after high school, we went to college, and I went to nursing, mm-hmm. and my younger sister too. So, and then thank God we were able to finish
Definitely,
our education. Yeah. And it helped us to be where we are now. Mm-hmm. So I always tell, that's one of the things that I always tell my children, is that you have to have a good education in order for you to reach your dreams, not only your dreams, but also to be able to be successful.
Definitely, yeah.
In life, yes.
I can tell you really instilled that into mm-hmm. me and my brother. But if you don't mind, like, mm-hmm. if we can backtrack a little bit. So when you came to America and you were living under someone else's roof, were you able to see your dad more frequently, or did your relationship with your dad get any, like, since you were physically closer, I imagine that it might have been easier to see him, or is that incorrect, or...
So my dad,
he worked as a businessman?
He was a real estate
uh-huh.
Broker. He had his own office. So it was very difficult to have a relationship with my dad because, first of all, he left when I was 5 years old, and then I didn't really see him until...
You became a teenager.
Right, I was 12 years old when my mom died. So that was like 7 years of not seeing him. Mm-hmm. So it was very difficult because I didn't really know him. And then when we came to America, we couldn't really live with him because...
He had his own family.
He had his own family. Uh-huh. And then... so we were, we have to live on our own. We have to survive on our mm-hmm. own.
I see.
I mean, even though he's around, we still have to make sure that, you know, we were doing our best to live on our own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a very difficult time.
No, I imagine, yeah, definitely. But I think that's the biggest takeaway, is that working hard and persevering, mm-hmm. especially coming to a place like this, can really impact or influence the way that your life changes. Right. So going to the college, what made you want to pursue a nursing or like do along that lines of like healthcare? Like, is there a reason why you chose that profession or that field of study?
Yes, definitely. So what happened was that my older sister went to, she was the first one who wanted to be a nurse and then went to the nursing school. Apparently, it was not, she was not successful at it. But I saw the opportunity of becoming a nurse. First of all, I needed to make sure that I have a good job when I graduate.
Definitely.
Because that will be my ticket to be more independent and be able to survive in life. So I got that, I made that decision and I saw the opportunity to enroll in that school. It was only a 3-year program. And then I know after 3 years, I would have a better
have a job.
I would have, yes, a stable job and be able to get a job right away after graduating. And after 3 years of being there, I came to find out that I wanted to be a nurse. It's a very noble profession. You know, you help people. And there are so many opportunities for you on what you can become as a nurse. Not, you know, if you, I know that if you just, if you kept going and going to school and getting more education, that you will be more successful. So
definitely,
I saw that opportunity and I grabbed it. And so my sister, my younger sister, followed my footsteps.
Yeah.
Kind of followed my footsteps. So she went to the same school.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're, I'm a nurse practitioner. Definitely, and so is my sister. So from that nursing school, we went to get
higher education.
And thank God we were able to, you know, be successful at it.
Yeah. And correct me if I'm wrong. Like, I believe you guys were younger when you entered nursing school, since I think the way the Philippine education works is that you're younger when you start college. So when you transferred here, it was kind of like you were surrounded by peers that were older than you.
So what happened was that when we left the Philippines, we came here, and I know United States have, you have to go until grade 8 before you graduate and go to high school.
High school, yes.
So in the Philippines, back then, it was only up to 6th grade, and then you go to high school.
Oh, I see.
So when we came here, we kind of like skipped 2 years. So when I graduated, I was barely, I think, 18 years old or even younger.
Oh, I see.
So when in another 3 years of nursing school, I was 21. not even 21, and I was already a nurse. So, I think I made the right choice because definitely, I was able to get a good job. And right away, as soon as I didn't even graduate, I was already working as a nursing assistant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And is this in Trinitas Hospital or?
This was in, I graduated from St. Francis School of Nursing in Jersey City. So while I was going to nursing school, I was able to work as a nursing assistant. And that helped me with, you know, paying for my school, paying for like the things that I need. And so it opened a lot of doors for me.
So you and your sister essentially had to, I guess, kind of support yourselves going through school. I mean, like, I guess your dad also financially supported you in some way, but it was primarily you supporting yourself.
Well, at this time, my dad, as I said, had another family.
Family, yeah.
So, So it was really up to myself and my sister to make sure that we, you know, we will survive. So, in that school, we were able to go to school. And at the same time, we were able to work like kind of part time to help with our education, with paying for whatever we need for our books and all that. And it so happened we had friends that were also going to that school, and we were able to
help each other. Definitely.
Yeah, I was able to borrow books from them.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, and that was a big help because I didn't have to
buy books.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So
yeah, definitely. And I believe this is around the time that you met my father. Is that true? Around like this age was when you met Oliver?
So I met your dad, and it was you know, he was a very nice guy.
Did you meet him in nursing school, or how did you?
Yes, he's a family friend. My mm-hmm. aunt and his dad were business partners, and that's how I met your dad.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and I was I was still in nursing school then.
Mm-hmm.
So when I graduated from nursing school, I was able to get a job in Trinitas
mm-hmm.
as a graduate nurse, and then you know you had to take the exam and eventually became a registered nurse. I stayed there for a good amount of years, mm-hmm. and then I went back to school to get my degree. My degree is in medical records administration. But I continued to become a nurse. I decided that I will stay in nursing because, first of all, it's a good profession. It's definitely a noble profession. And I know that it will, if I go further, it will give me more success.
Doors to open.
More opportunities, more success in life. And so after that, I married your dad and mm-hmm. we had a family. And while, you know, and I decided that I needed to further my education, so I went back to school
mm-hmm.
and got my master's in nursing.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm a nurse practitioner. I work at JFK right now, and a rehab medicine as a full-time nurse practitioner. Mm-hmm. And I was very, I'm glad that I did it
mm-hmm.
because I think it gave me more understanding of, more understanding of the profession. And,
definitely.
And gave
greater
me
greater appreciation.
Right, and it opened a good door for me
mm-hmm.
To where I am right now. Yes.
So do you think, in terms of like your academic career, was there like, maybe like, a memorable, like maybe one of like a really difficult time that you had to persevere through when you're like going through all these steps in your education? Do you remember a time that maybe would have been very hard for you to overcome? Or
so when I was getting my master's in nursing,
uh-huh.
it was difficult because at the same time I had a family. I was mm-hmm. raising you and your brother.
Uh-huh.
I have two boys. I was also working full time mm-hmm. as a registered nurse. And at the same time, I was going to school. So it was difficult. And by this time, although I am, I can use a computer, it was just hard for me to learn the other applications, mm-hmm. like, you know, this the Excel
Microsoft, and Microsoft, that type of stuff. Yeah.
So I don't know if you remember, you helped me a lot and your brother when I had to do my homework. There were many times I know I had to
remember
call
there
you.
Like a lot of late nights. You staring at the computer screen.
Right, I called you my IT team because every time I needed help with the computers, I would call you.
Yeah.
But so it was very difficult. I thought that, you know, at my age, I believe I was already in my 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I wasn't taking a lot of credits in the beginning, so it took me almost 6 years just to finish it. But I did it. I passed it.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. So that's one of the things I want people to understand is that if you persevere,
mm-hmm.
you will get there. You know, sometimes it's difficult to mm-hmm. get there, but you will get there as long as you persevere and you have faith in yourself. You know, you have faith in God and all
definitely.
That. So
I think that's the biggest thing too. And from what I understand from your story is that, you know, it doesn't matter how long it takes either. As long as you have the dedication and the motivation to keep pursuing what you want to do.
Right.
That should not stop you from looking at or pursuing what you want to do with your life.
Exactly. So. And if you if I have to say something about my life is that, like, I know that growing up it was difficult. We had a difficult life, but we're also, you know, if as you said, if you persevere and if you're passionate about what you do and you have that faith, you will survive it. Mm-hmm. You know, I know there's other people that probably have the worst situation mm-hmm. than us growing up, but you know, I could never say that it wasn't easy. It was hard, but definitely yeah. you have to you know, if you want to make it, you're gonna have to have that
drive to do it.
And you know, even though you had to go through a lot of, we call it storms, mm-hmm. you know, you can overcome it, because you just have to know life is tough, but definitely. If you have the faith, you will get there.
So was there any point that you like, do you think like you questioned your career path, like why am I doing right, this? So is there any moments like that?
When I graduated nursing, you have to know nursing. Nursing is, I believe, one of the most difficult jobs out there.
Definitely, yeah.
Because you have to take care of patients.
People's lives, yeah.
Right, the lives of the people are in your hands. But also, you know, you have to deal with the patients, you have to deal with the doctors, you have mm-hmm. to deal with families.
A lot of coordination.
Right, so I think you have to have you have to know that that you like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you like it, you're not gonna survive as a nurse.
Yeah.
So there was a time that I believed that it was just getting difficult for me, so I went to get my degree in medical records administration,
mm-hmm.
but I came to realize that even though it's also a good career, I still love nursing.
Mm-hmm.
Nursing is my passion.
Definitely.
Every time I touch people's lives, and I you know
get
that,
to know them,
get to know them, and you know you made a difference in their lives. It's fulfillment. Mm-hmm. You feel fulfilled about your career.
Definitely.
So I stayed in, and you know, although I went back to school and got my master's in nursing, even though I'm in a different position right now, I'm still doing the same thing. Actually, this week was Nurses Week.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, even I am a nurse practitioner. I celebrated Nurses Week with them because I know I'm a nurse. I'm a nurse first. That's mm-hmm. what I always say.
Definitely. I think that's really important what you said, Mom, is that idea of, you know, wanting to have that passion to take care of people, because if you don't have that, like, that's not going to make you want to wake up so early in the morning every day and
right.
drive to the hospital and deal with all these people. So
right,
I think
right.
that's the biggest thing. So I guess throughout all of this, I assume like your siblings also went on their own paths and they kind of did their own things in America. Is that true?
Right. So my younger sister also became a nurse practitioner, although her career right now is that she works for a pharmaceutical company.
Yes.
So her path is different than mine. But she's also has a different, she also helps people in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and I know that she's also happy where she is. It's sad to say my older sister passed away about 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I miss her, but I know that she made a big difference in our lives when we were growing up. She was our... She became our mom.
Definitely.
So that was a big loss for me. And then my brother, my older brother, went back home to the Philippines and has his own family now
mm-hmm. also. Like he has his own
business, right?
Definitely.
So, and he's also doing well.
Yeah.
I do have a half brother,
mm-hmm.
which is also a nurse. But he's in a different, he's a nurse in informatics.
Uh-huh.
But it's funny because he married a nurse practitioner. So
it's a family full of nurse practitioners.
Right. So they always say, you know, don't worry if you're with us because we can always take care of you.
Yeah.
And
they say that the best place to get hurt is at a Manilac party because you're surrounded by so many nurses.
You're surrounded by so many nurses. And my other half sister, my other sister, is an actress.
Mm-hmm.
So we have
definitely
yeah. So I think
what a diversity.
If you put it all together, I mean, our lives were all you know, when we were growing up, it was difficult. We had some challenges. We had some storms. But in the end, you know, we're still here. And we're still close to this day. Even though my brother is in the Philippines, we always make sure that we keep in touch with each other, you know, through Facebook and all that.
Yeah, so, like, I guess following that, you know, your family still tries to remain close even though you're all, like, adults now. You know, do you get together often? Like, is everyone still here in New Jersey or your brother's in the Philippines, you said? So,
so through Facebook and, you know, now with the new, you know,
FaceTime
and all that, we make sure that we keep in touch. My dad now is in Florida. He's with his wife. He's doing okay. He's sick for a little bit, but now he's doing okay. So we make sure that we see him at least every other month. We visit him. Pay a visit to him and just be with him, even for, you know, I know we all live a busy lives. You know, for me, I work full time. You know, I still have my two boys to raise. We're raising a family and all that. So, although we're...
Most of your siblings are in California.
My other sister now, my younger sister is in California. And my other brother. So, but we still make sure that we get to see each other. As a matter of fact, we're going to go see my dad in a couple of weeks. So we're going to go see him. And my sister will also come out from California to go see him. So that's also our way of... seeing each other and, you know, being with each other. Like, we don't wait until Christmas or a holiday or anything. We try to get together the moment we find out we have
moments.
Yes, when we have free moments, exactly.
Definitely. So if there's, I guess, one piece of advice that you could tell your younger self or, like, to tell you while you're growing up, like, what do you think you would tell, what piece of advice would you share with
my younger self? I believe that I don't think that there's anything, probably just be stronger, you know, have more faith. When there's trials in your life, sometimes you forget to you know, you lose your faith and you forget to call on God. But I think going back, if I can turn back the time, I probably would be more prayerful. I would be more
having hope and trust.
So, you know, say to myself to be more stronger in not just your faith, but also emotionally, physically, because the trials will be there, but you will definitely be able to
overcome it
in time. Probably, you know, you can't see it at that time, but it will
work itself out
at the end.
I agree, definitely. And do you think that, so I guess, like, building off of that now, like, Mom, like, what are your plans for the future? Like, what do you hope to do from, like, this point onward? Do you, like, you know, you have a job as an APN now at the rehab, so...
Actually, my job just started about 4 months ago. And at first, I thought I wasn't going to like it, but now I'm beginning to love it. I have a great boss. I work with the rehab doctor, which is also the medical director of the rehab. And even though I say I'm 53 years old, I didn't realize that I could still learn a lot more.
Definitely.
And not just in my career, but also in life. I know, you know, some people will say 53 is old. Some people will say that's young. But in my mind, you know, I'm still open to a lot more of opportunities that will come my way. And I'm beginning to... As an older person now, what I can I can take out of my whole, what happened to me is that I know that it will eventually work itself out.
Yeah.
And I'm still open to a lot more opportunities. I'm also hoping to open my own business.
Oh, cool. Interesting.
Yeah, that's one of the things I really wanted, mm-hmm. is having my own business. Probably in healthcare, probably dermatology, but mm-hmm. but I'm not taking that, I'm not erasing that in my life yet.
Definitely, yeah. Get through this phase mm-hmm. of your life first. And, mm-hmm. you know, I can say, Ma, that, you know, I can say this on behalf of our family, that we really admire you and up to all that you've accomplished. Mm-hmm. You know, just listening to your story is really inspiring, in my opinion, because mm-hmm. you see where you started off out in life and you see that to the stage that you are at now. And I just think that's truly amazing to see mm-hmm. how you can change your life for the better through a matter of hard work and perseverance and belief that things will work out and right. having that positive attitude.
Right. And I wanted to add that in part of my success also is having you guys.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
So.
We, even though, as I said before, that you taught me how to, when I had problems with the computer. But that didn't end there. I know that as a person, I grew up having you guys around me, and I'm also proud of what you have become, you and your brother. I think in a way that, you know, in a way that telling you my story is also will make you realize what life could be, what life, and then.
Mm-hmm. I know for a fact, Mom, that because of like what you do and like the sacrifices you make, it really motivates me to do the same. You know, I want to pursue a field in healthcare, hopefully to be a doctor. I want to help people the same way, yes. that I think I get it from you, you know, that idea right. of wanting to help people and make an impact on people's lives. And,
right.
you know, that mm-hmm. idea of if you work hard enough, you can be successful. And I only want to do the same in my life, and that I can not only give back to my family when I do have one, but also give back to you and my dad for everything you guys provided me for.
Right. And so, I'm very thankful for being you and your brother. I know you both are good kids. And you made it easier for me to be a mother. And I thank you for that. And I know that in life you will be also successful, not just your career, but also as a person, to be God-fearing and, you know, be kind to others, to love others. And I'm so thankful that you chose a career in the health field. Because I know that, you know, you will be able to help people.
Definitely.
And that's, yes, that's one of the things we want to do in life, is that, you know, to help people. Because that's what God wants us to do.
Definitely.
And and I'm also thankful yeah. for your brother on his career path.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I know he's still, you know, you both are still in school. And just to let you know that your dad and I will be here for you.
Thanks.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you need us to do anything for you, we're always going to be here for you.
Wow. So I think that's all the time that we have. But so I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you again for taking the time to do this interview with me. You know, I always enjoy our conversations because I feel like we can always grow and learn a lot from it. So thank you, Mom. And thank you for listening, for those of you listening. Have a great night.
Thank you. And thank you for having me, Michael. Thank you for that opportunity that you've given me. I enjoyed the interview, and I hope that we will have more of this conversation. At first, I felt that I also learned from it, and I mm-hmm. hope that you will learn from it also.